This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, this is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Today's Bible study. Teresa Caputo is back. Familiar spirits running amok again in the United States. Hey, will you call somebody and tell them Filthy Fridays is on right now? And tell them to tune into the program. If anybody's involved in New Age or witchcraft, you'll enjoy this show. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center in Central Phoenix. We're on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. Hardcore Christianity is the website. Mike@HardcoreChristianity.com is the email. We have a counseling center at the Arizona Deliverance Center. And if you are a born-again Christian, you're eligible for free counseling services. You don't need any insurance. Call me, 602-636-5800. I'll put you on the counseling schedule. No charge. Don't forget about our women's seminars. Don't forget about the Children's Deliverance Service the first Saturday of April. Enormously anointed. If you have a preteen who needs prayer, please come the first Saturday of April at 10 o'clock. Don't forget about my podcast on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and our Zoom services Mondays and Wednesdays. We have live services every week, Thursday and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Please remember to hit the PayPal button and send us another donation. Thank you for keeping us on the air for 21 years. Teresa Caputo, are you saying who is that? Well, she's the top psychic in the United States now. They all kind of rotate. You remember years ago, many of you may not know this, I'm an older person, what they call technically a senior citizen. I'm kind of on the outs too. I'm a male who's a Caucasian and who's heterosexual. So there's not a big market for people like me anymore. But when you're old, you got a lot of experience. Do you remember years ago, there used to be a famous psychic, Jean Dixon? Remember Miss Cleo back in the 90s? Remember her? Remember Edgar Casey, even older than Jean Dixon? Do you remember any of that stuff? If you don't, that's okay. But those psychics gave way to John Edward, for example, Tyler Henry, very famous psychic out of California. And Teresa Caputo has now supplanted Tyler Henry. She's the new TV psychic who's getting some pretty good ratings. Everybody seems to like her. She seems like a very nice person. That's kind of part of the hook. But Jehovah, the eternal God of the Hebrews, gave significant warnings to the nation of Israel and the Jews. For example, Deuteronomy 18, thus saith the Lord, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or uses divination, or is an observer of times, or is an enchanter, or a witch, a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, a wizard, or a necromancer. Everyone who does these things is an abomination unto the Lord. You remember in Leviticus chapter 19, thus saith the Lord, do not regard them that have familiar spirits. Do not seek after wizards to be defiled by them. For I am Yahweh, your Elohim. I am the Lord, your God. Revelation chapter 21 is a shocking piece of scripture, warning people, if you're involved in witchcraft, sorcery, New Age, anything like that, you will end up in hell. It specifically says that Revelation 21 says, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, idolaters, sorcerers, and all liars. Liars was last on that list because all of the aforementioned are chronic liars. It says they will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Frightening. Another frightening scenario in the coming tribulation. We're only a few years away from it now. Revelation chapter 9. All the vials and judgment have been poured out on humanity. The locust demons have attacked humanity for months. And at the end of it, it says, quote, neither would they repent of their murderers, their fornication, their thefts, or their sorceries. As you well know, Revelation chapter 13 reveals the monster. The false prophet rises to power along with the Antichrist in Revelation 13. The false prophet is the most powerful spiritual person that ever lived. He's even surpassing Nimrod of 4,000 years ago. Nimrod, he's worse than him. And this false prophet is the most significant person in Satan's kingdom in the history of it, because he's the one that sets up the Antichrist and supports the worldwide takeover of the beast. In fact, in Revelation 13, the false prophet is called another beast. But what's currently happening right now? Familiar spirits have taken over the United States, and spiritualism is rising to the forefront. And this Teresa Caputo and Tyler Henry and the others, John Edward, they're typical examples of it. And here's how this system works. These familiar spirits get inside the brains of these psychics, okay? And then they start speaking to them. It's almost like a spiritual form of schizophrenia. Okay? This Teresa Caputo has a new show now called Raising Spirits. And what these people do, they go around and they give people comforting words, and they communicate with dead relatives, which gives the person significant comfort. Whenever they communicate with a dead relative, it's never something negative, like they're screaming in hell or they're in constant misery because they died unexpectedly. No, it's always something positive. And it's positive because they're trying to comfort the people that are living. And it's all a trick. Every New Age practice is a satanic trick of familiar spirits. Familiar spirits are the worst demons there are. They're extremely powerful, and they're capable of miracles, and they're capable of almost predicting the future. For example, New Age practices such as autonomic writing, numerology, astrology, chakra balancing, mediumships, communicating with the dead, all of these practices are actually a trick of familiar spirits. They actually fool everybody into thinking they're talking to the dead. It happened to King Saul when he went to the Witch of Endor. The Witch of Endor said, I see gods coming out of hell. They're coming out of the pit. I see gods coming out. I see an old man. She describes him, and it was the same description of Samuel. So Saul got tricked and thought it was Samuel. But the demon revealed itself, and it said that it told Samuel that he would be with them in hell that evening. He would be with them. Well, they weren't in heaven. The demons aren't in heaven, and that's not where Saul went. He went straight to hell. This Teresa Caputo is a very dangerous weapon of Satan because she goes to church. She's an attractive person. She has a nice personality, very charismatic person. And she genuinely wants to help people. She really cares about them, and she tries to help them. The demons have her tricked into thinking that she has this gift from God to communicate with the dead. And these demons always give her positive things. Tyler Henry is the same way. You always get positive things, something that makes the living person feel comfortable and comforted. And the fact that Caputo doesn't look wicked or evil, or doesn't look like the typical, you know, witch like you'd see in The Wizard of Oz, it's easy to fool people. And that's exactly what the false prophet does during the tribulation. He fools everybody into thinking that he represents God because he has supernatural powers. And Caputo has supernatural demonic powers in that she gets messages from familiar spirits. Now, here's how it works. The demons know everybody better than they know themselves because they track them and follow them all the time. There's a vast network in the spirit world of evil spirits tracking you and following you. They know all about you, and they know every opening and every weakness of your life. Well, they give this information to the living person through the medium, and the living person then thinks, oh my gosh, nobody could have known that except my dead relative. We never told anybody that. That's information nobody could have known. I've never told anybody any of that information. Well, they don't understand that in private, when they have whispered things and talked about things to themselves in private, the demons heard them. So they have all that information that they can use against you and make it appear like they're talking to God. They make it appear like they have a gift from God. They can communicate with a dead relative who wants you to know that they're doing great, and they saw a light when they died, and they feel warmth and comfort. Friends, if you have an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience and you see a bright light, that's the angel of light. You're headed to hell. Run back from that light as fast as you can. That is a trick. That's a trick. You're being deceived in the same way Caputo and Tyler Henry deceive these people, by giving them comforting, loving words. Remember the words in Deuteronomy and Leviticus. If you have any exposure to New Age, you have placed a curse on your life. You need to be delivered. 602-636-5800. These familiar spirits must be removed from your life, and they must be removed from your brain, because they will talk to you. They will put lies in your mind, comforting, loving lies. It doesn't matter. A lie is a lie. God never uses lies to communicate with people. If you ever gotten a New Age in the past, Ouija boards, anything, you need to come for deliverance now. 602-636-5800. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.